Hello, ladies, and welcome to this week's episode of the Women in English podcast. Today, we are talking about English, we're talking about choice, we're talking about motivation, and we're talking about how you can finally start making some improvement with your English and feeling positive about your English. So that's the topic for today's podcast. And I'm super inspired to speak about this. I don't know why, but for those of you who have been following me on Instagram, you know, all of my live lessons, all of my IGTV content has been regarding choice and decisions and awareness. And I think it's something that is really speaking closely to me and my life and what I'm going through. And well, you know, that's just how I am. Like whatever I'm going through, I find a way to connect it with English because it just makes me feel super inspired and passionate about what I'm speaking about. So that's what's on for today. But before we do jump in and get started, have a few little announcements. So firstly, I have to say congratulations to some amazing women who have gotten their jobs this week. In particular, I really wanted to reach out to Tashiana and say congratulations. You work so hard. I'm so proud. You know, it took you so long and you did a really great job. So big congratulations to Tashiana, who was able to get her her goal job in Canada, and I'm super, super happy. Second thing that I wanted to mention is, I don't know if you noticed, but I've got a challenge going on with myself, which is in regards to creating a new English course every single week. I have to say it's going pretty well. It's challenging. It's giving me a lot of insight and content for you girls, but it's going well. And since our last podcast, actually, we have two new English courses, one that I literally just published this morning. So there is an English course now, complete English course regarding the passive voice, which is so good for those of you who are working in an English speaking environment, business English, or like IELTS prep. It's super helpful because it teaches you how to speak like formal and professional English. The next course we have is the Complete Conditionals course. Yes, ladies, you are welcome. I cannot tell you how many people have asked me for this course, and it's finally done. So it is a course that takes you through every single one of the English conditionals and teaches you not just like the rules and structure, but literally how to use them in real life, because that's more practical for you. And pretty sure that I haven't mentioned it, but we also have a complete modal verbs course. Again, highly requested, teaching you absolutely every single modal verb and absolutely every single way you can use it in every single tense. So yeah, it is a pretty like intense course, not too long. They're all about an hour and a half. So pretty practical to get done in about a week, but they're all available now over on the Women in English website. Of course, everything is linked below in the description box. You can go ahead, check it out. Email me at info@womeninenglish.com. Yes, info@womeninenglish.com if you have any questions. But that being said, ladies, let's start talking about you and your choices and your English. So I want to start off by just introducing the topic, and then I'm going to lead in with some like practical examples how you can implement it with your English. So we're talking about choice and we're talking about awareness. And why is this something that is important when we're talking about English? Well, it's not just important when we're talking about English. It's important when you're talking about anything that you want to do. And it's something that I learned. I have to be honest. It wasn't something that I just knew. It kind of was something that I learned from my students as well. You guys are the great best teachers. But I personally learned this in a recent like fitness journey. And I feel very lame calling it like a fitness journey, but it's actually what I'm doing. And what happened is I am the type of person who has always loved the idea of being super healthy and fit and just like having my matchy-matchy workout gear and, you know, that whole kind of scene. But I'm also the kind of person who can be extremely lazy, believe it or not, I can. And I have the tendency of getting really motivated in a very short period of time and then just losing that excitement and therefore stopping whatever it is that I started doing. And this is like was predominantly seen in my exercise fitness routine. I would always start off like, yeah, that's it. I got a yoga mat. I found a YouTube channel. I'm gonna start. It's gonna be amazing. And then I reckon like at times it was even after one day, literally. I didn't even last a week, but one day and I was like, exercise. Okay, let's forget about it. And then something happened to me. This, I spent years, like I'm not kidding. I reckon like all my time in Australia plus here in Italy, a really long time. And then what happened is about 2 years ago, I suffered a really bad back injury, but like really bad. I broke my back. It's dislocated. It was completely broken. And it really kind of crippled me. And it stopped me from being able to do everyday tasks like simply sitting down. You know, you girls, I've been teaching you for a really long time. You know, I had lessons where I was lying down in my bed. It was really difficult. And then I wasn't able to wear like certain clothes that I wanted to wear because they were too tight. I couldn't walk. I couldn't pick up my daughter. There were lots of limitations. And I kind of like was okay with them. I was playing a little bit of the victim and I was like, that's okay. That's just the way I am. And then all of a sudden I got super fed up and I was like, oh my God, I'm 30 and I feel like I'm 80. And what happened is all of a sudden I went click and I thought, hey, I have to exercise. I need to strengthen, in this case, my core. I need to strengthen my muscles. And I started to, for the very first time in my life, have a purpose to do the particular thing that I was struggling to achieve pretty much all my life. I'm getting to the point, don't worry. So I had a purpose, and from that purpose, I made a choice, not a choice because I was excited or motivated, a choice out of necessity. I had to do it, and I realized why I had to exercise, and I realized why I was exercising. It all went fantastic. I've been exercising for almost 6 months every single day. I have like one rest day. It is incredible. I have no back issues. I'm feeling fantastic. And it taught me something so important that I am literally drilling in your heads every single day. So I apologize if it's annoying. But the idea of choice and the idea of reason behind your choice, if you ladies are here, and obviously you're here because you want to learn English, and you're feeling like, okay, I want to learn English. I kind of made a choice to learn English, but nothing's happening, and I'm stuck, and I feel like I'm not making progress. I'm like a bit wishy-washy that I start, that I finish, that I'm not able to go ahead. That's where I want you to stop thinking about action steps. So stop thinking about, hey, I need to do this and learn this grammar. I want you to go within yourself, within your mind, and start analyzing and asking you, pardon me, start analyzing and asking yourself why you're learning English, and have you chosen to learn English? Because if you establish an understanding of why you're doing something and the choice behind something, what's going to happen is you are no longer going to rely on motivation to keep you going. So when you start, you know, your English journey, and you have those days where you just don't feel like doing it because it happens. I love to exercise, but 3 days out of the week, I don't want to do it either. When that happens, it doesn't block you, because the reason why you're studying English and the choice that you've made to study English is more important than the idea of studying English. When you do something for motivation, it's just because you like the idea, and that's not enough, because motivation comes and goes. Like, you don't feel good every day. Sometimes you have your period. Sometimes you're tired. It doesn't work like that. But if you know why you're doing it and you say, I have to do it because of this reason and I actively choose to be here because it's something that I want in my life, that's where you get your energy from, not from the motivation, which is temporary. So this is so, so important to start to think of. And it's something that I really talk about in my Four Mindsets course. It's a course I did ages ago, to be honest. It's up on the website. I'll link it below or even here. It's so good. It's my favorite course. And it talks all about these techniques because a lot of the time we get stuck in thinking of what grammar should I learn and what vocabulary should I learn? And if I can understand the right content to learn, I'm going to stop being like inconsistent with my English. But it's not about that. It's about going first within yourself, within your mind, and then just as a natural consequence, you'll make the right action steps. All right, so let's be practical and efficient here and link this to your English because it is an English podcast. So all of this relates to your English because once you've made your choice to learn English, once you understand your reason to learn English, the next step, the practical step is what I've been talking about this week is take advantage of the resources around you, please. This comes from the idea of, you know, when you buy a new car and you buy a red car and you never see red cars on the road, but all of a sudden, once you've bought your red car, the only car you can see are little copies of your exact red car. And you think, oh my God, that's so weird. What a coincidence. Destiny is trying to tell me something. And we always kind of like use these set phrases like, oh, it's destiny. Oh, it's the universe. Or it's your sense of awareness. And when you make a choice to do something, when you have a reason to do something, you then become aware of this in your life. Okay, which means you start seeing it everywhere. You start seeing opportunities everywhere, situations everywhere, possibilities everywhere regarding this particular choice and decision. So, linking with your English, if you have made the choice to learn English, if you have a reason to learn English, and if you are being aware of this, meaning you are thinking about it every day. It's not just about like, hey, I decide to learn English because I'm not good at English. And then it's just like, you know, you wrote it down in your new agenda and you don't look back at it anymore. No, every single day, think about your English. Imagine your English. See the world. See everybody around you as a teacher. And through this, you're going to start seeing opportunities for your English everywhere. And you are going to go from not knowing how to learn English to like, oh my God, like I'm so overwhelmed. I learn English in every single way. And I've tested this. I tested this with my Italian just because I'm not going to lie. I'm a teacher, but I'm a terrible student and I'm so lazy. And I never did an Italian lesson. I never picked up a book. I was just like, not a great student, honestly. But I did use this technique and I was just super, super like with my decision of wanting to learn Italian and really aware. And I literally like learned Italian just from the world around me, like just like listening to people, walking around, ears dropping, that's it. And I'm fluent in Italian, absolutely fluent. I don't really have any problems. The same thing is with you. And I'm telling you this because I have so many students who are just so nice and like they get so stressed out with their English and they say, Gaia, but what do I do? I don't know how to learn English. I'm living in an English speaking country or I'm living, you know, in my country of origin, but I just, you know, I can't find the way to learn English. And I say, you know, you have so many ways to learn English. It's everywhere. You can just sit on a park bench next to somebody and listen to them speak English and you're in an English class. The ways are numerous ways. If you want more ways, you can have a look, you know, at my YouTube videos. Again, I'll link it below. But if you're not, you know, aware of your choice, you don't see the possibilities and you don't take advantage of the resources around you. I mean, I say this all the time to my students who have lessons with me. And I say, hey, like, I'm your teacher. Just like sit here and pick my brain. Like, it's not being selfish. Just ask me questions. Ask questions. Talk. Ask questions. Go to the Facebook group. Ask questions. Be annoying. Like, just try to extract as much as you can from the world around you. And you're only able to see these opportunities when you're totally aligned with your choice to learn English, when you're totally aware of the reason why you're learning English. And I have so many examples that come to my mind of students who do this, but I'm going to talk about two, and they're the same examples that I spoke about in the Instagram live lesson I did the other day, but I know not everybody watches it. So the first one is Tashiana, I'm sorry, I've been speaking about you all week. I don't know, we had a few extra lessons. You inspired me this week. I liked what you had going on. So you've been like my little inspiration for my videos. But I'm going to talk about Tashiana again because I've been teaching her for, oh God, I don't want to offend you, Tashiana, but you know what? I don't remember. It's like more or less like a year and a half, I think. Pretty long time. And she's incredible in the lessons. We don't always have lessons that are based on like a structure, whether that be like grammar or vocabulary. Sometimes we have like real chill conversation classes, and she's incredible. There isn't a class that she doesn't stop at least three times and she's like, wow, this is incredible. I'm learning so much. I love that word. She is a radar for learning that I think I could have a lesson with her where I pretty much don't speak and she is going to find something useful and beneficial for her English growth. And that is what I'm talking about. She's so on point and aligned with the fact that she chooses to learn English because she wants to improve, that she sees an English lesson everywhere. Literally in everything. And this is really what I'm talking about in the podcast. Another example is another student of mine that to be honest, I didn't teach that much. I only had a few lessons with her, but she really inspired me on this particular point. She is a very advanced speaker of English. I'm not going to lie. She's like a C1 level. So she's extremely proficient. And she was talking to me about the idea of group lessons, because there is the idea when ESL students are in group classes, they want to be in a class of everybody in like that has the same level as them. I get it. It can be comfortable. But you know what she said to me? She said, Gaia, I love to be in a class with students who are at a lower level. It's fine. Like, it's fantastic for me because it's an opportunity for me to learn. And I thought, oh, I like this idea. Tell me more why. And she said, because while they're talking, I test myself to see if I can edit what they're saying, if I can understand where their mistakes are and correct them, and if I can like improve their sentences. So they say a sentence that's correct but basic, and how she can improve it by maybe using an idiom or a phrasal verb or a different structure. This blew my mind. I spoke a lot about this last year, but it's a while I don't talk about this. And I thought, this is incredible. Like, this is the proof that no matter what, if you are aligned with your choice, you're aware of it, and you have reason, you are going to find a possibility to learn everywhere. And ladies, this is what I'm talking about today. It is so, so important. There's no excuse, to be honest. Like, yeah, some of you live in English-speaking countries, some of you don't. But don't stress about like the technicalities. Don't stress about the action steps that you're doing. Stress about your mindset. Stress about what's going on inside of you. And ask yourself, how many times a day do I think about my English? How many times a day do I repeat my goal to myself? How many times a day do I align myself with my reason? And if you're not doing these three things, that's what you want to practice doing, and everything else is just going to naturally fall into place. All right, So I'm going to start to finish up this segment by answering one question that I was asked this week that I think is extremely beneficial for everyone here. This is particularly targeted towards introverted people. As you know, I'm super introverted. It may not seem so because, like, I'm on social media, but I am so, so introverted. I have a lot of difficulty communicating, socializing, leaving my house, leaving my office, leaving my computer. And it was a miracle I found my husband, to be honest, because I'm quite antisocial. Said that, this is a question for you ladies who are on my vibe. So I was asked this week, Gaia, I'm super introverted. I don't like to go out. I don't like to socialize. Do I have to do these things to improve my English? And I thought this was so important. It touches on so many points. And I know pretty much everybody here listening to me is like, oh, that's a good question. I probably asked myself that a lot of times. Improving your English doesn't mean having to be a different person. Improving your English doesn't mean having to be a different person. This is so important. You are you, whether you are speaking Portuguese, Italian, or English. You don't have to change your personality. You may have to improve it, like just in sense of confidence, but you don't have to change your personality, change your likes, change the way you are in order to improve your English. So if you're introverted, that's fine. You will learn English in a way that's adaptable for introverted people. Yeah, obviously you have to talk English and you know that, like, it's without being said, but it doesn't mean that you have to put yourself in situations that you just wouldn't normally put yourself in, apart from if you actually want to do that. So you just need to adapt your learning. The first thing that you don't want to do is compare yourself to other people. Don't compare yourself to people who are really extroverted and, you know, they go to regular meetups and they just randomly start speaking to people they've met and then they go and travel with them and they have like this whole big buzzing social life where they're just speaking English every day. That's unrealistic of you because it goes against who you are and what you want to be. Maybe you're introverted, but, you know, you're really into your career and you're working in an English-speaking environment. Okay, that's your stage to practice your English. Maybe you're introverted, but you take an English lesson every day. That's your stage to practice your English. Adapt to who you are and your lifestyle. Doesn't mean that you have to do something that you're not aligned with and that doesn't work for you. Worst case scenario, girls, and I did this just so you understand how introverted I really am. I just spoke to myself. I started off where I read myself books in English, not in English, in Italian, sorry. I read myself books in Italian. The first one I read was Little Red Riding Hood, Cappuccetto Rosso. And from there, I just started narrating my day. I started speaking to myself. And after 3 years, I worked up the courage to start speaking to my husband in Italian. But apart from that, it was just me, myself, and I. And I literally avoided all social events. I didn't want to meet any of my husband's friends. I rarely went to like family events. I was really, really uncomfortable. Like, it was really tough for me. But I did these actions and they enabled me to build my confidence in a way that suited me, to build my vocabulary and my communication skills in a way that suited me until, you know, I was ready to step out a little bit. And then I started maybe like, you know, having to talk to my neighbors in Italian, or I had a business with my husband, an English school where I would speak a little bit of Italian. But never did I practice my Italian going to a party or going to a big dinner or going to a meetup with random people, because these are not things that I would naturally do in English, like as myself. So why would I do them in Italian? So as a reply to this question, girls, if you're introverted, don't worry. Just find the best way to communicate that fits well for you, even if you're like me and it just starts with communicating with yourself. Alrighty, ladies, so let's wrap up today's podcast. I really enjoyed talking with you girls today. That sounded so serious, but I did. I really enjoy this topic. I had so much fun. I'm loving doing this podcast. Thank you so much for being here and following me and giving me all of this inspiration and motivation just to like keep going. That's all. For all of the links regarding the courses, the 10-minute habit, ladies, don't forget, everything's going to be linked below in the description box. Also, there are some great new videos over on YouTube. Haven't spoken much about it, but we've just relaunched the YouTube channel. I'm doing lots of sneak peek video lessons based on what's going on in the courses, because there are so many courses. I want you girls to like participate in them and understand what we're doing. So I've just uploaded like a new video course regarding the conditionals course this morning. Tomorrow there'll be one regarding the passive voice, and there is a sneak peek video all about the 10-minute habit where I actually share with you a lesson from the 10-minute habit, just so you guys know what we're doing. If you're interested, feel free to enroll. It's free for 7 days. You can try it out and see if it works for you. But that's it, ladies. Thanks so much for watching. If you're listening over on Spotify, remember to follow and have a fantastic day. I will see you all next week. Bye-bye.